Damage Control by Robert Dagoni. For my mother, Patty Dagoni, one of the thousands of breast cancer victims living today, and for my cousin, Lynn Dagoni, one who is not. Every little girl knows about love. It is only her capacity to suffer because of it that increases. François Sagan. No man can climb out beyond the limitations of his own character. John Morley. 1. Redmond, Washington. Dr. Frank Pilgrim adjusted the flexible lamp clipped to the edge of his cluttered metal desk, but the additional illumination did not keep the typewritten words on the page from blurring. He set his wire-framed glasses above his bushy gray eyebrows and pinched the bridge of his nose. His eyes had reached their limit. They could no longer take the strain of a night reading small print. Pilgrim glanced across the room, the details a blur. It wasn't too long ago he could watch the television screen atop the military green filing cabinets without glasses. Now he could barely make out the cabinets, even with prescription help. His cataracts were getting worse. It didn't matter. With all the reality TV crap being broadcast, he had long since relegated the television to background noise. It kept him company at night. He liked to listen to the Mariner baseball games, though the team continued to disappoint him. At 78, he didn't have many years left to experience a World Series in Seattle. The telephone on his desk rang at precisely 10 p.m., as it had every night for the past 48 years.
"I'm just finishing up,"
he said, speaking into the old-fashioned handset. He rocked in his chair, bumping against floor-to-ceiling shelving cluttered with a lifetime of books and knick-knacks from his and his wife's.